Hello, everybody, and welcome to the GMS Magazine channel. I am Paco Garcia, your host, and this is a new series on how to write your very own adventures, and there's going to be about 20 episodes to this, give or take, maybe more, maybe less, I don't know, maybe it will become something completely new and ongoing. That would be absolutely brilliant. But for the time being, there are 20 of these episodes lined up, so by all means, do subscribe so you don't miss any of them. Anyway, writing adventures is something that most of us have wanted to do, and it can be a pretty daunting task. So what I'm going to do is to take on the two videos that I did and just reduce them in size and expand a little bit on the 20 things that you can do to write your adventures and make them amazing. So let's start with number one, which is, firstly, write what you like. It's going to make your life a lot easier. Trust me. If you write, if you are used to reading about science fiction or about fantasy or about science fantasy or about gritty noir investigation or about cosmic horror, if this is a thing that really attracts you, go for it. Just have a go. Write whatever you like, whatever is inspiring you. Because it means that you're already going to have an awful lot of insight as to what is it that makes you tick, and therefore what makes other people, hopefully your friends and your team, tick. It also means that you're going to have to do less prep work because you are already familiar. You know, if you're very familiar with the works of Lovecraft, to say somebody, then it will be a lot easier for you to know where Miskatonic is placed, where Arkham is placed, what kind of environment and social background the whole place has, and you will not have to do any kind of research or invent anything. You can just go straight from head to paper or tablet or whatever it is you're using to write your adventure. So it will allow you to work quicker. If you are inspired by real life, and this is something that I could spend hours talking about, use that. If you're an avid news consumer, I can promise you that you're going to find plenty of headlines that will help you create adventures, because there's an awful lot of really horrible, really strange, really surprising things going on that could translate into an RPG. If you need inspiration, go onto groups in social media. Believe me, there are thousands of them. You know, for instance, one of my favorite ones is Atlas Obscura in Facebook, because every single post, they get something fun, interesting, bizarre, that you can use in your adventures. Go for magazines that study the occult, and they do exist, you know, 14 times. It's one of the first one that springs to mind. There are plenty of sites like that. Go for things that you like. Go for things that, you know, you're familiar with. And if you don't have anything that you think, well, I can use that. Find inspiration someplace else, but in a topic that actually interests you. Believe me, the adventure in your mind, the seed, will be planted within seconds. So what I would like you to do is to please put down there in the show notes, in the video description, give me some of the places where you have found inspiration. What is the sort of things that you like, that you have used for your adventures? Let's try to get this conversation going so more and more people can actually find it easier to create their own adventures. Put the whole thing down there, and we can continue talking about this and other things in the following episode, which is going to be coming out very, very soon indeed. Thank you so much for being there. Let me know if you have enjoyed this video, and I hope that we'll see you again for future episodes. I'll talk to you soon.